If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord, and I'm here with a special guest. It's my best buddy, Mason Scott Clifton. So he has been at a couple shows that I've been to. He was with me in Indianapolis for those shows, and he was with me in Anaheim for a couple shows a couple years ago. And, spoiler alert, he's going to be with me in Oakland and San Diego shows when they come around this January, but the reason why he's here today is we're here to recap Monster Jam from Glendale, Arizona. Phoenix got another Monster Jam show in October. So let's get right into recapping the results and all the cool notable stuff from Phoenix. So here we go. Let's go over the lineup first. We got Bakugan, Dragonoid, Camden Murphy, El Toro Loco, Armando Castro, Extreme Attitude, Travis Mowry, Gravedigger, Brandon Vinson, which was cool to see him in the stadium for the first time, Vendetta, Mike Christensen, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Energy, Tal the Duke, Max D, Tom Mentz, Jurassic Attack, Paul Jensen, Jailbird, Kalen Miguez, and Mohawk Warrior, Bryce Kenny. So that's all 12 of the shows, or excuse me, the trucks that were at this show, and they will be at all the upcoming shows the rest of this October stadium season. So let's go over results right now. Really cool news about racing. We had a brand new track. We had a berms back for the first time since 2011. That was the only time they ever did it. It was 2011. Super cool. Trucks start in the middle, go around the berms and all the way outside, finishing in a Chicago-style racing track. What do you got to say about that?
Dude, that's sick.
I know, man.
I know.
So, going on to racing results, we got... I'll start off with round one. You read the round two ones, okay?
Period.
So, first off, we got Mossmutt Galaxy defeating Extreme Attitude Travis Mowry, but in the first round, Galaxy flipped over, hitting the final racing lane and did a really cool crash, really unique. Second race, Gravedigger defeated Jailbird, no surprise there. Son of a Digger defeated Mohawk Warrior, typical. And Jurassic Attack, Paul Jensen upset Max D, Tom Mentz in the first round of racing. That was super cool to see Team Throttle get a win over Tom Mentz. And so now, moving on to round two.
Oh, well, we have El Toro Loco defeating Extreme Attitude. What do you have to say about that, sir?
That was cool. Yeah, Armando, I've gotten to know him a little bit recently, and finally actually just met him in Phoenix this weekend for the first time. And super cool. I've been waiting for Armando on stadiums forever, and I think he should be on a stadium tour this upcoming year. But, yeah, he still got the racing win, which is no surprise for a guy who's been on arenas the whole year.
Yeah, well, how about Vendetta defeating Gravedigger?
Now, that was big. That was big seeing Mike Christensen get a win over Brandon Vinson. Brandon Vinson is no slouch, of course, driving Gravedigger, but he has only been on arenas his whole career. So, this race, it could have gone either way, really. But it was also kind of funny, because last time in Phoenix, 6 months ago, both the Team Throttle advanced into the semifinals, which is they're an independent team. Mm-hmm. So it was cool seeing, you know, independents get win over Feld Trucks, and they both made it to the semifinals in racing, which is like the hardest competition. Monster Jam, as we all know. So it was cool seeing them make it to the semifinals, and spoiler alert, they all made it to the semifinals this weekend.
Oh, you know how it'd be. How about Son of a Digger defeating Bakugan Dragonoid? I like that one.
Yeah, well, this one was really cool and ironic, because Ryan has been piloting Bakugan for all of 2021 and late 2020, unfortunately. And I've been waiting for this race ever since they announced this tour that Camden Murphy was coming back, because these are the two best racers in the entire sport right here. And Ryan had to get the win. You know, he had to, but I didn't think he would, because Camden Murphy is probably a better racer than Ryan Anderson, as controversial as it is to say. So it was really cool seeing Ryan get the win, but it did not come clean. Camden Murphy had a really bad racing pass, getting up on two wheels multiple times during the race. Had some truck issues, you could tell. A couple cylinders were down.
Hey, man, Anderson's always win. That's what I always say. How about Jurassic Attack defeating Monster Energy?
Another sick one. Having Paul Jensen defeat Todd LeDuc. Oh, man. That's the best night of Paul Jensen's career right here. Defeating Tom Enns and Todd LeDuc, both racing champions, in just a normal show in Phoenix. Super cool. On a brand new track, too. Having having this experience on this track, showing Paul Jensen really got some racing skill.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on to the semifinals, we had El Toro Loco Armando Castro defeat Vendetta Mike Christensen, as well as Son of a Digger Ryan Anderson defeating Jurassic Attack Paul Jensen. Leading your final round to be
Son of a Digger defeating El Toro Loco.
Yeah!
America!
Yeah, it was cool seeing that. Obviously, you know, Ryan's going to get the win on the first round of anything. Ryan is just incredible, as we all know. And not surprised to see him take the racing win. He defeated Armando. I mean, Armando was hanging in there with him up until the second to last turn. Armando flipped the truck over and led Ryan to sweep the racing win for Glendale. And it was really cool because Ryan did not even lay down a clean pass all night. He was hitting the little dirt corners all night. And he basically got the win, not out of luck, because he still laid down like the fastest passes out of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still incredible seeing Ryan get that win. So moving on to the skills challenge, your winner. Or actually, we're going to do it a little differently today. We're going to go down up, so in score ways. So we had 12 trucks compete in the skills challenge. We had Extreme Attitude with a 4.056, Jailbird with a 4.184, Jurassic Attack 5.019, Bakugan 6.031, which is a little low. He put down like half good moonwalks, so I don't think he deserved to get a 6.
Mm.
Vendetta 6.432, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent, some very nice moonwalk action in the Gravedigger machine. And Max D. Tom Enns coming in at, 8.263. Fifth, Monster Energy Todd LeDuc, 8.438, with two bicycles hiking up on two wheels and saving it. Mohawk Warrior, 8.744. Third, Dalmatian Galaxy, 8.860, with a donut.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about that?
Hey, man, I like donuts, so I'm happy he won.
He didn't win, he got third. And it was a girl.
That's what I said. I'm happy he got third, though.
Me too, man.
Okay, sick.
Coming in at second, El Toro Loco Armando Castro with 8.894, laying down two great moonwalks, as usual. Because, you know, the marina drivers can do that. And that only leaves one last truck that I haven't mentioned. That is your Great Clip Skills Challenge winner. Who could that be?
I don't know.
It's going to be Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, with a 9.264. And I would say this is kind of a toss-up. He laid down a nice bicycle, kind of failed getting into the moonwalk on the first hit. And the second hit was really cool. He was trying to spin it around and do the sidewall donuts, but he accidentally spun it onto the opposite side and rode out the bicycle on the opposite side with extreme speed. So that was really cool, just for how unique it was. I don't mind that getting the win in the fan judges' eyes. It looked like they were all saving their scores because a lot of... Usually you see a 9.5 at least three times in the judges' own scores, but only 9.264 was the winner of the skills challenge. So, freestyle competition. Coming in at last, we have Jailbird killing Megas with a 4.422. Dalmatian Galaxy with a 4.891. Jurassic Attack, 5.614. Vendetta, 6.517. El Toro Loco Armando Castro with a 6.563. Son of a Digger, 7.571, which he only ran like 50 seconds. That was the most entertaining run of the night. Just the speed he had, and I'm going to say it, the balls he had over everyone else, just how he was sending it over that brand new track. Ryan was killing it. Really wish his run didn't get cut short. 7.755 for Max D and Tom Enns. 8.407 for Extreme Attitude Travis Myrie, finishing in fifth. That was good. That was a really good run from him. He hadn't been on stadiums in years. And he laid down a great stadium freestyle. Nothing too fancy, just a lot of big air and wheelies and stuff. It was incredible, though. Really good. That was definitely the underdog run of the night. Fourth, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent, 8.678, which completely got Digger points. Brandon only ran for about a minute, too. And He did some pretty cool stuff in there and broke the wheel off clean, which we haven't seen in a long time. So that was cool. Coming at third, Dragonoid, Bakugan Edition, 8.753 for Cannon Murphy. Pretty dang good run, all with only... I don't know how many cylinders were gone, but that engine was not running at full capacity at all. Coming in second, Great Clips Mock Warrior with a 9.376. Could you guess why? Because he did a backflip.
Sick.
If you're the first one to do a backflip, you will get over a 9 guaranteed every show.
And he's got a Mohawk.
Oh, that's true. But it still was a pretty good run for Bryce Kenny. He stood it up on the back of the truck and reversed it after the backflip. So that was cool. That was really cool. But your freestyle competition winner for Glendale was Toladuke Monster Energy with a 9.641. And that was a good run. That was definitely the winning run of the night. No one else, you know, came close to having a run like that. So really cool for Toladuke getting that freestyle win in his hometown show. Mm-hmm. And your overall event points. Here we go. We're going to start off from the bottom to the top. We got Jailbird, Kalen Migas, with 4.
Oh!
4 out of a possible 32. Well, actually, 12 times 3, 36, excuse me. So, 4 out of a possible 36 points for Kalen Migas. Extreme Attitude, Travis Mowry, coming in second to last with 14 points. Dalmatian Galaxy, 15 points. Jurassic Attack, 16 points. Max D, 16 points. Vendetta, 18 points. Bakugan Dragonoid, 20 points. Coming in at 5th, Gravedigger with 23. 4th, Mohawk Warrior, 24 points. Tying for 2nd and 3rd, we have Monster Energy and El Toro Loco with 27 points. And your overall event winner, could you guess, everybody? It's Ryan Anderson in Son of a Digger.
Sick.
Ah, yeah. So, no surprise that Ryan takes another overall for the year. Ryan is insane, incredible, too much skill. And I never see that skill going away anytime soon. I would assume that Ryan kills it further for the rest of 2021 stadium shows. And that is it for the results of Glendale Monster Jam Show 3, technically, because we had 2 shows earlier in the year. So that is it for Glendale Monster Jam 2021 Show 3 results. But now I'm going to recap to you guys everywhere I'll be in the upcoming year. So for the rest of the month and November. So here we go. We have El Paso. I'll be in El Paso, Texas this weekend for 2 Monster Jam shows in the Sun Bowl, October 9th and 10th. Then Dallas is getting another Monster Jam show October 16th. Houston is getting their 7th show of the year, October 23rd. Reno, Nevada, I'll be there for 2 shows on October 30th. And Albuquerque, I'll be there for 2 shows on November 6th. So, that is it for this podcast, everybody. If you enjoyed, make sure you follow it on the Believe Podcast Network. Make sure you like it, share it around everyone you know, and subscribe to Monster Jam Lord if you want to check out footage from this show in Glendale or 65-plus other Monster Jam shows just from this year. And we're not done. We're probably going to hit 75 by the end of the year, I would hope. So, if you enjoyed this podcast, everybody, make sure you share it and all that. I will talk to you later next week on Believe in Monster Trucks.
Period.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.